Kim and Crafted Radio on KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. That was Portugal, the Man with Feel It Still, which took home a Grammy last night at the 60th Annual Grammy Awards. And I just want to say shout out to our music director, Steph Weaver-Weinberg, because we've been playing that song before it blew up. Feel It Still by Portugal, the Man. Now it is a Grammy-nominated and award-winning tune. We have also been spinning Easy Tiger by Portugal, the Man. And if anybody saw it last night, it was a wild ride last night, the 60th Annual Grammy Awards. All you really need to know if you missed it is that Bruno Mars swept the top categories. He won Album, Record, and Song of the Year. Kendrick Lamar swept the rap categories and opened with a fiery performance. And Alessia Cara won Best New Artist. The music industry acknowledged the Me Too movement during the ceremony and on the red carpet, and the show featured Hillary Clinton, who read from Fire and Fury, the new best-selling novel by Michael Wolff, and it featured flashes of politics, including a cameo from other artists reading from the book. It was a pretty crazy night. There were some great duets. Tony Bennett hooked up with John Legend. They sang some lines of New York, New York. And then, of course, Elton John and Miley Cyrus. That was a pretty amazing moment because Elton just announced that he is retiring after a 3-year tour. So he's going to be wrapping up his performing career. And he's retiring after his upcoming 3-year global tour, capping nearly 50 years on stages around the world. He calls it a way to go out with a bang. And here's something he said that gives an insight into why he's doing it. He said, "Before the children, I thought, this is what I'm going to be doing till the day I die," the iconic performer said on Good Morning America Thursday. But then he continued, "I don't want to be traveling away from my children. They need me. I need them much more than another tour or doing another show." That is pretty amazing, and I can relate. Now that I have a 10-month-old, I'm not touring nearly as much as Elton, but it's always good to spend time with them, especially at this age. He has 2 boys, Elijah 5 and Zachary 7. He says, "Our boys came into our life at a late time, and I've never experienced anything like it being a father." So last night, if you missed, Tiny Dancer performed by Elton John live at the Grammys, along with Miley Cyrus. Here is the original recording. It's Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5. Stay with us.
The songs, the words. she knows June she haunts. But oh, how it feels so real lying here with no one near, only you, and you can hear me when I say softly.
After nearly 50 years on stages around the world, Elton John is finally going to be retiring. He just announced that he's doing a 3-year global tour. That's over 300 shows. And then he's done. He wants to spend time with his boys. He has a 5- and a 7-year-old. And last night at the Grammy Awards, he performed that tune, Tiny Dancer, with Miley Cyrus. It was beautiful. And if you want to catch him, I highly recommend it. If you've never seen him, like me, my dad and I have committed to making sure we get tickets to his final farewell tour. He said he's had a good run, but he wants to leave people thinking, I saw the last tour and it was fantastic. That is definitely a good way to leave it You know, he's still on his game. He's calling the tour his Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. It starts in September, and it will consist of 300 shows in North America, Europe, Asia, South America, and tickets go on sale beginning February 2nd. The LA dates at Staples Center are going to be January 22nd and January 23rd, 2019, and I better be in those seats. Of course, there are other options. He's going to be doing several nights in Las Vegas, and he's going all over the place. So if you've never seen Elton John or you want to catch his last tour, tickets go on sale February 2nd. It's KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.